Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Good morning. And thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on the air introducing this show to our now apparently 41,700 plus listeners. Hey, we want to thank you for taking the time out this Wednesday morning here on February 6, 2013. Tune into the show, and the topic that we have for today is how to start a business in a quote-unquote bad economy or a lousy economy. You know, survival tips for entrepreneurs. Basically, we have a lot of people talking about the economy is bad, it's rough. So, as a business owner, what do we do during this time, this quote-unquote bad economy? And we want to look at some things that feel that are important, to understand. There are some inspiring facts. 9 out of 10 small business owners see opportunities for their own business. In other words, again, it depends on what you see, and that's so important, Don't believe what you see, but see what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. So, business owners have to have that kind of insight of seeing opportunities for their own business. More than 75% of business owners expect their business to grow. Over 65% have survived a recession before, and over 80% say growth is their top priority in the coming year. So, those are some inspiring facts that, from a business perspective, most business owners are really looking to grow their business. Now, the thing is, what do we do to make our business grow? All businesses begin with a dream. And what prevents us from dreaming big? We fear and other people's thoughts. And, the thing is, we cannot have fear and, definitely don't want other people's thoughts to stop us from dreaming big. The only death you die is the death you die every day by not living. Dream big or dare to fail. It's a quote from Mr. Norman Vogt. And that's a powerful quote. The only death you die is the death you die every day by not living. Dream big or dare to fail. So, you got to remember your dream. What was the reason for starting your business? Your why? What is your dream? What prevents us from dreaming big? Usually fear. Fear of what? Fear of failure and other people's thoughts. So if you overcome those, you're fine. Next is the power of attitude. Attitude is a choice. Are you optimistic or pessimistic? It is the number one prerequisite for success. Attitude affects behavior, which inspires action, which equals results. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. To survive during a quote-unquote bad economy, it depends on your attitude. I always tell people, I don't participate in a bad economy. People say, the economy is bad. It's rough. There's some things that we need to look at. Events, our response to it, and the outcome. We all have two choices. We can blame the event for the outcome. If only I had more time, if only I had more money, if only the economy would be better, if only I had better education. See, 85% of our decisions are based on how we feel about ourselves. So, as opposed to blaming the event, the things, that make us feel a certain way, we're in charge of how we feel. Simply change our responses to the event until we get the outcomes that we want. We only have control over three things in life: the thoughts we think, images we visualize, and the actions that we take. So begin the day and take control. Change your negative thoughts to positive ones. Don't worry about the things you can't control. Change your habits. And this last one is very, very key. change the people we associate with. If you associate with a bunch of negative, disillusioned people that's always whining and crying, that's going to wear off. That's going to weigh you down. So you don't want to spend a lot of time with people who complain all the time. You know, it's so important, you know, because that's going to wear you down, you know. They always see the glass half empty, you know. Some people see it half full. Then you got people like me. I see it as full. The part you don't see is invisible. The air that's in the glass. So the glass is full. Whether it's got, you know, a half amount of water in it or less than a half, the other part that you don't see is the invisible part. So do we see the invisible parts of what we want to do in terms of building our businesses and moving forward? And, you know, and getting away from, again, negative people. But you can change that. You know, sometimes it's difficult, you know, because sometimes the negative people are family members. And one of the things that you have to learn, as a person wrote in a book called The Lotus Code, Mark Yarnell said, is that you have to draw boundaries. Some people, you're not able to eliminate them totally out of your life, but you need to draw boundaries so that they don't have a negative impact or negative influence on your business. Next is goals versus wishes. See, a goal is a dream with a deadline. A wish is just something, well, you know, I'd like to have it. If I get it, it's all right. If I don't, it don't really matter. See, goals in the master plan. One must be meaningful. What do you really want? What is important to you? Don't be influenced by others, the media, or society. Stop worrying about what others might think. What do you want? See, what do you really want? You know, remember a song by Jimmy Cliff, you know, reggae song. You can get it if you really want. But you got to try. See, so, you know, write it down and then prioritize what you want. Write it down. If it's not written down, then, you know, you're not going to be able to achieve it. You can only hit a target that you can see. If you can't see the target, you can't hit the target. You can only hit a target that you can see. So you got to write it down. I was at a workshop the first of the year, and one of the people speaking at the workshop, you know, he asked the following question. It was about, you know, about 150 people in the room. So how many of y'all got your goals written down? You know, some people raised their hand. Yeah, I got it written down on my computer. He laughed. He said, no, I'm not talking about that. He says, how many you got? How many right now, if I asked you to pull out your goals, do you have more? Only three people in the room actually had theirs on them. He suggested to people, you know, to make your goals real, get a 3x5 index card, write your goals down on there, and carry it around with you and pull it out and look at it 2 and 3 times a day. So you write it down and you prioritize it. It must be specific and measurable. Accurately define what you want and then make, you know, room for flexibility. But you got to accurately define what it is that you want. There's more customers, you know, how many? What are you going to do to get them? If you're building a network marketing business and you want to increase your downline, what are you going to do to sell your opportunity so that more people will join you, company, and work with you? Next, make your goals, make them challenging and exciting. You know, because, see, if they're not exciting, then you'll settle down for boredom. Excitement leads to action. By having exciting and challenging goals, that prevents you from getting bored. Also, be realistic. You know, be realistic. You know, hey, you might say, okay, I need to double my income. Well, what do you want to do to double your income? Your income, when I say double your income, say your income might have been $5,000 last month. You want to double it to 10, okay? That's realistic. That's something, a goal that you probably can hit and reach, and you just know you need to double up your efforts. But it'd be unrealistic if you made $5,000 last month to say, I'm going to make $100,000 next month. That's not realistic. You know, so you want to be realistic with yourself. Then you want to put a time frame on your goal. You know, see, again, I told you, goal is nothing but a dream with a deadline. a time frame. You got to have a time frame. That's what's going to keep you moving and keep you on track, you know, having that time frame to reach your goals. You must be passionate about your goals. You got to be, you know, passionate. It's a great book called, you know, Magnificent Obsession. See, and that's one of the things, again, about a business and being a business owner, and what would get you through good times and bad times is your passion about what you do. If it's not a passion, then you won't stick through. You won't fight. You won't fight the fight. You know, you need to be able to fight the fight. You got to be passionate about what you want to do. Then you also got to be patient. Take one step at a time. Be patient. Again, as I said, you know, the part of that being realistic is also being patient about what you're doing. You know, y'all have old saying, you know, hey, Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay, well, you know, we're not building Rome, but you're building your business. And, you know, so you got to be patient with yourself. That's one of the things that frustrates people. And, you know, they want to get to, you know, maybe a six-figure income, and they haven't hit double-digit income yet, you know, five-digit income. But you can get there. But you got to be patient with yourself and take it one step at a time. And enjoy every moment. Celebrate your success along the way. See, now, don't, you know, when you have success, you want to celebrate those milestones. But don't celebrate it to the point that you think you have achieved the total goal yet. But you do want to pat yourself on the back. Hey, I did a great job. I want to do better. I want to be even better next month. But you need to enjoy every moment. But don't be too hard on yourself. Next is overcome your fears in starting a business. A ship in a harbor is safe. That is not what ships were built for. Hear that? See, yeah, a ship in a harbor is safe, but ships weren't built to sit in harbors. They were built to go out on the water. So you got to go out there. All fear is created by imagining something negative outcome in the future. All fear is created by imagining some negative outcome in the future. Don't look into the future with a negative attitude. Again, as I said earlier, you know, what you want to do is, as opposed to believing what you see, see what you believe. You got to paint that picture. Here's an exercise for you. You can fill in the blank. I want to blank, but I scare myself by imagining blank. See, you know, you want to get something, but you scare yourself by imagining what? What is it you're seeing that's preventing or stopping you from achieving what you want? Example, I want to start a business, but I'm scared myself by imagining I will fail and people will make fun of me. So, you know, what is it that's holding you back? You know, because you're the only one holding yourself back. Steps to overcome your fears. It's okay to fail. Don't be afraid to start. Take action one step at a time. Focus on the accomplishment. Be persistent and reward yourself along the way. Winners are those people who make a habit of doing the things that losers are uncomfortable doing. And I've heard this so often. Once you can get to the point of doing the uncomfortable, and making the uncomfortable comfortable, then, you know, you'll do fine. It's like some people say, you know, they don't like picking up the phone to call people. They get scared. What will they say? Well, you know, hey, you'll never know what they're going to say if you don't call. So, you know, picking up the phone, if that's one of the things that's holding you back, you know, to call people, you pick up the phone, and you should have a script. You know, every call you make in terms of a business call, yes, the people that's out there listening, yes, us business owners, we have scripts. Why? Because you don't want to fumble and bumble. So you have your script. You make your call. Don't be afraid. Do you have the right tools to build your business? Do you have the right tools? Knowledge based on education and experience. And I'm not talking about college degrees. Whatever, even though some things you might need to went to college for, But, you know, your education, whatever you learn and what experience do you have in the field. Skills, communication, people skills, this is a very important one. You know, I see too often people that want to go in business on themselves that have poor people skills. Technical skills, problem solving, resources. What resources do you have? Tools and equipment, and then this next one is key. Every business owner should have a mentor. Find a mentor. Everything that you're going to read and everything that you're going to hear and anybody that you talk to, they're going to tell you this all the time. You need to find a mentor, someone that will mentor you, someone that has achieved what it is that you want to achieve because they can tell you how to get there faster. The saying, if you want to learn how to earn $1 million, find a millionaire and let them mentor you. See, they've done it already. So you need to have a mentor. Next is you got to live the vision. Affirmations and visualization. Affirmations. What are your affirmations? You know, affirm what you are going to accomplish. Example, you might say, I'm a very successful professional and I will use my skills, knowledge, and determination to build a profitable business this year. But you got to have some type of affirmation. You know, you decide what you want and how. And the how will follow later. So you have to decide. Once you make that decision and affirm it, affirmations. Affirmations are very, very important. Visualization. Visualize what you want and picture yourself actually doing it. It's important that you visualize what you want and picture yourself actually doing it. This is really a great technique. You know, I share with you, you know, like I visualize, I play tennis. I visualize all the time what it feels like to hit certain shots, what it feels like to win the match, what it feels like when a person, you know, hits a certain ball to maybe my forehand side and it's short. You know, the ball is short, and I come up and I attack the ball, hit it deep in the corner maybe because they have a weak backhand, deep in the corner of their backhand, so I can be at the net, and the next shot, if they get it back, I can just volley it to the open court and win the point. But I visualize that. I see that. You know, I dream about it all the time. I visualize it. I do the same as the techniques that I use for visualization in my business. I visualize myself doing my presentation. I visualize after doing the presentation, I visualize people signing the application and coming on board. See, the powers of visualization, you know, visualization helps activate the creative powers in your mind. You want to activate those creative powers that you have in your mind. Visualization helps focus our brain to notice available resources that were unnoticed. When you visualize, so you start seeing things that you normally wouldn't see. Again, as I told you before, don't believe what you see, but see what you believe. Because with God, all things are possible. You get a different vision because you start seeing things that normally you didn't see before. It helps you with visualization, helps you magnetize and attract to you the people, resources, and opportunity to achieve your goal. Three levels of vision of people. Some people never see the vision. These are the wanderers. Some people see it but don't pursue it. These are the followers. Some people see it, believe it, and pursue it. These are the achievers. So you got to see what you want. You got to believe it, and then you got to pursue it. If not, you end up as a wanderer or a follower. Next, nothing happens until you take action. Nothing happens until you take action. Nothing. Concentrate on the most important activities that will move you towards accomplishing your goals. There's a major difference between being busy and taking specific, well-planned action. Taking efficient steps, not wasted steps, will get you to the top. You know, you got to take action. What are the steps that you're going to take? What are your action plans? How do you move forward? You got to take action. Action steps. So key. Take those right action steps moving forward. Nothing happens until you take action. Concentrate on the most important activities. And again, there's a difference between being busy and taking well-planned action steps. And this is something some of you probably heard before. Success is 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. You have to persevere to never give up on your dream. People don't fail, they give up. A positive attitude takes practice and discipline, but it's well worth the effort to keep you moving forward towards your goal. So you've got to know how to persevere. And some people, they just don't do what it takes to persevere. They let other people tell them bad news, and that bad news prevents them from doing what they want. Tips for starting a business in any kind of economy. Avoid the middle market products and services. Consumers and businesses need necessity-based products and services. Office products, tech services, food, medical, waste, energy savings. Avoid products and services that the consumer can delay in buying. You know, you want to be able to avoid those type things, you know. Provide unbeatable customer service. This is very, very important. Unbeatable customer service. Find out what customers want. And when you find out what customers want, then you make sure that you're able to provide. Find out what they want. Start small without risking a lot of money. This is why in book We Want You to Be Rich, one of the things that Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump talk about is that you can be able to achieve the things that you want. And the thing is, be able to achieve the thing that you want. They talk about the fact that if you take and invest in a network marketing opportunity, you're not going to have to invest a lot of money. It's just like, I'm so happy the company that I'm involved in is that a person can basically get involved in a business for $200. That's a small investment. And so you want to be able to be able to help people be able to invest very easily in terms of what you're looking for in terms of taking advantage of the marketplace. Take advantage of a flooded market. You want to take advantage of a flooded market. And that's why there's a lot of great opportunities on the Internet. And the Internet's not going anywhere. It's getting better and better and better in terms of business opportunities. Always seek advice from other experienced entrepreneurs. Don't reinvent the wheel. It's not necessary for you to reinvent the wheel. Don't do that. You know, you don't want to reinvent the wheel. You want to seek advice from those people that have been successful in your field and your endeavors. And that basically wraps up what we wanted to share today. And if you'd like more information about starting a business in a bad economy or quote-unquote lousy economy, make sure that, you know, you send a text to us at 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774. And, you know, include in that text, you know, your email address, and let us know you want to know more information about how to start a business in a bad or lousy economy. Remember, don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. And we'll be back on again tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, same time, same station, with part two of Building a Business in a Bad Economy. And we'll be talking about tomorrow, so you know what we're going to be focusing on when we do tomorrow. We're going to talk about change your mind, change your life, what are you thinking, deal with mindset development, and how to just avoid a lot of the negative stuff and how to have positive self-talk, and you know, what you need to do in terms of increasing your vision. So, hey, until next time, this has been Baba Jahi. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope you got a lot out of the show. Remember, send us a text, 252-406-0774. Don't forget, also, it's tax time, and if you need some help in that area, especially if you're a small business or home-based business owner, we specialize in helping home-based business owners with their taxes. And if you get in touch with us, and send a text, 252-406-0774, and said that you heard about our tax help program through this radio show, you get a $25 discount on your taxes. So, hey, have a wonderful day. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our show.